Alhamdulillah, we thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for having granted us the opportunity of witnessing another Ramadan and also keeping us alive, especially me, for carrying on these programs before Iftar, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, so we do the 99 names of Allah from among the three segments that we do every Ramadan. 99 names of Allah, number two, purification of the heart, and number three, we do the events of Qiyamah. So before we go on to the 99 names, we always like to start with the first name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the name of Allah. So when we speak of Iman, then we are talking of a very strong link that a person has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or maybe a weak link also, depending on the quality of his Iman. So how do we have Iman? Because we have to connect to somebody, and that somebody, that being, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the absolute sovereign, who has got the absolute power. Then, also, the more we strengthen this link of ours with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more that will have an effect on our lives. It will have an effect on our ibadat, our salat, our dua, our tilawat, our zikr, everything. Because now we'll be doing it with someone who we are very strongly connected to. We'll have a genuine, you know, feeling of doing it. We'll feel the sweetness of it. So that is that being who is Allah. His name is Allah. Then, also we must remember that when it comes to whether it's our ibadat, whether it's dealing with people also, there also Allah has to be in front of us. So therefore we find that we must connect to this particular name, and this name is our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is Allah and one is the Ismullah, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This name is very great. Allah says, Tabarakasmu Rabbik, that the name of your Rabb is most blessed. So this name, as we mentioned before also, it appears in the Quran al-Kareem 2,940 times. Allah, 2,940 times it appears in the Quran. And when we are speaking of the 99 names, then we must remember that each one of these names are representing a specific attribute or a characteristic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is his favors, whether it is his bounties, whether it is his power, or whatever it is. These 99 names separately, as we have heard, inshallah we'll do in the coming weeks, that they are this, a manifestation of one or other characteristic of Allah. Now when you speak of 99 names, you must remember it's not 99 names. It is more than 99 names. It is 99. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just used the word to express abundance. So here's why I mentioned 99 names. There's a hadith that verily Allah has got 99 names. Like if I want to tell a person, I told you 100 times already. So 100 times doesn't mean I told you 100 times. It means I told you so many times. So therefore here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has used this number just to give us the abundance, because the Quran says if you write the names of Allah and the characteristics of Allah, seven oceans and seven will get finished, and all the pens in the forest will get finished for writing, but you will not finish writing the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, the name of Allah has got three basic segments in it, or three aspects. When we say Allah, one is, you must remember, all the 99 names are encapsulated in the name Allah. So one is we say, Ya Khaliqo, Ya Razzaqo, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, whatever we are saying. But one is to say Allah. So if you can understand all those 99 names are inside here, then actually we have called Allah by his Ismul A'azam, that name through which when you ask Allah, he answers, and whatever you ask from Allah Ta'ala, he grants you whatever you need. So actually we have to develop a great link to the name of Allah with the understanding of what the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So the first thing it contains, there are three, like I said, three aspects to the name of Allah. One is his uluhiyat. That means the aspect relating to the deity of Allah, that he is a deity, he is ilah. What it means to be ilah, okay, that's a different discussion at another time. But just the fact that it shows that he is uluhiyat, that means the oneness of his being and the oneness of his being a deity, object of worship. Then the second one is it has got the aspect of perfection. The perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be questioned in any way. So there's the second aspect. And the third one is linked to that it has got the aspect of Allah ta'ala being faultless in any way and in every way. So these basically are the three aspects, and they are found separately also in the names of Allah, and specifically in the name Allah, which is his Ismi Dhat. his what you call it, his personal name. So that is, and this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most unique name, and it is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else can keep the name Allah. You got a baby, we name the baby Allah. Nobody keeps the name Allah. Yeah, we can keep Abdullah and whatever, Ubaidullah, whatever it might be. But when it comes to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is a unique attribute, it's a unique name, and it has got everything inside it that can only be found in Allah's names. And no one else has got that name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما. Allah is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, وما بينهما, and what is between them. فَعْبُدْهُ وَشَّبِمْ وَاسْتَبِرْ الْعِبَادَةِ, and stay steadfast in ibadat. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّةِ. That's the question. Allah says, have you got anybody else who can keep that name? In other words, is there anyone else who is a being like Allah, deserving of this name, got all the powers, qualities and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So nobody else has got it. Therefore, this name is specific only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the name of Allah, like all his separate attributes inside it, it has got two qualities. One is called the Asma'ul Jalal, and the other one Asma'ul Jamal. Jalal means all the names that indicate the greatness and the majesty and the power of Allah. And the Asma'ul Jamal are those which speak about the beauty, the softness, the kindness, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these things we must keep in front of us when we're saying Allah. When we're saying Allah, that we must know who are we connecting with. And the more concentration and understanding it, we say it, that is what makes our du'as and everything else very, very powerful. So we are very fortunate that Allah Ta'ala taught us his name, calling him Allah. Other people, they got other names for him. Some people say God, and some people say Khot, and some people say Morena, and some people say Kulun Kulu, and not, you know, all those names, right? They got all different Hallelujah and all these things. But we are fortunate that we got this unique name of Allah to call him by. Allah says, Qulid'u Allah. Say Allah, call him by the name, worship, make dua to Allah Ta'ala by the name Allah. So that is the fortunate part for us, that we have got that particular name. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all the other creation are glorifying Allah. So what name are they using? They are using the name Allah, they're glorifying him, but Allah says, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ. You are unable to understand and comprehend whatever they are calling Allah, whatever zikr they are making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we hear, for example, the birds are chirping, or we hear the leaves are rustling, or we even hear the water is flowing. Each one of these things is making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can't understand it. So they have been also given this name. So we need to connect with this name when we are making the zikr of Allah. Many times our mashayikh has given us, say the name of Allah 100 times or whatever else it might be, where we link ourselves to this name. Through it, we link to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The malaika, they also make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that they are four malaika that are carrying the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Four. How massive these malaika are and how massive the throne is, that's a different discussion. It's very, very fascinating. Inshallah, we'll go into it another time. So they make this dua. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika lakal hamdu ala hilmika ba'da ilmika. They say that glorified are you, Allah, with your praises. And you may you be praised for your endurance and tolerance despite your knowledge. In other words, Allah knows what we get up to. Allah knows how sinful we are. That is called hilm. But despite that, beside that, Allah endures us, Allah tolerates us, Allah gives us a rope. So the malaika are making that particular zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the other ones are making subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa lakal hamdu ala afwika ba'da qudratika. That all praises are due to Allah, and we praise you on this, that on your forgiveness after your power. In other words, Allah can destroy us anytime. He's got the power, but his forgiveness overtakes that, and he's got that particular power. And lastly, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very special zikr. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim. It is said that zikr, with astaghfirullah at the end, is a zikr which Allah ta'ala has taught the malaika to make. Through that, the creation gets their sustenance. So that's why sometimes people have difficulty with regard to your rosy and that. Then the mashayikh prescribe to them that every, for example, after asr, read this particular zikr. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, astaghfirullah. Inshallah, we'll continue.